You're a different company.
You're the gamer, I believe. Don't refer to you as the gamers.
I'd like to suggest that we not keep Winters under guard, or at least not locked up in her quarters.
Yeah.
If you actually do suspect she's one of the aliens from other evidence, then they simply seem afraid and untrusting, and we shouldn't do anything to push that forward.
Yeah, I still think that the speech was about just having...
Okay, so I'm going to do a psychedel on it.
Oh, yeah. So,
is there a Vulcan there, a butt suck? If there is...
So you mentioned that you brought that one back to life.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go do post-tracker scans on all the crew members because they might be full of little energy beams and could all be brought back to life. We haven't spaced the bodies yet.
Oh, because I've got...
Oh, damn, she's never going to try to start.
Okay.
I'll make a bunch of tricolor balls and tell Kevin that I did it.
Okay, you find that 7 of them are neutronium beams. Oh, never mind.
So I tell you to look for electrical signals.
Okay.
Yep.
Once Chris gives me the data on the bullion that came back to life, I'm going to check all the bodies very carefully.
See if they have any ones that are still firing.
You're
going to
check any body?
Yes.
All right.
What I got better to do over here?
It's true.
Wait for the engines to warm up.
Do I need a transporter? Well, no, I have to go and do a psychiatric
evaluation. I'm going to go with Chris.
All right.
With a security person, but I'm going to stuff a notebook into his hand.
Yeah.
Captain Pitt has to go down with you guys.
Who?
Captain Pitt.
No. Who? With who? No one's coming from the bridge. These are...
Well, he wants to go down to supervise the maintenance crew to open the door. Which is the door.
Alright, it's a party.
So get back to me.
So I'm hanging around and talking with the Bolian.
Because I may have to defrost at 80 bucks.
So we've got 10 personal equipment tripod rolls.
Okay, well, the first one's 12, 13, okay. 14 or something.
All right, so...
That'll be the first one.
Just makes sense. So it's for everybody.
Okay. Can we confirm that these people should be treated as friendly aliens as opposed to Starfleet officers?
Yes.
Thank you.
So who's in Dr. Winters' room? Dr. Winters, Captain Pitt, Chris, you...
The two security guards who used to be standing outside the door.
Okay.
Except they aren't inside.
They're still outside.
And then the one security guard who's supposed to be Chris's assistant and is carrying a clipboard.
Okay. And how is anybody armed?
I'm not armed.
You have a tricorder?
I have a tricorder.
Okay.
But not you.
What about the security guard? I mean, just standard phaser ones?
The security guards outside would have standard phaser ones. The security guard who's supposed to be Chris's assistant wouldn't have anything. But I'll pick the one with the best Starfleet martial arts.
Okay.
Tricky Jim, Starfleet martial arts guy. And I have a Type 1 phaser.
Okay.
And I'm hanging out with the Bolian.
I had 4 high rolls out of the 10.
All right, can you check the body?
4 over 12.
You do not get any energy readings.
Okay. So the reason those ones probably survived is they had the neutrino people in them.
So the level 1 diagnostics is complete, and there's nothing on the ship.
Okay.
Ours is complete.
Yes.
Let's do the ship.
Yes, bring the neutrino guy.
There's red shirts on the bridge looking at it.
So
I transferred it off to Wood, I presume. Unless you're still there?
One of the red shirts, yes. I wonder what this was for.
Actually, I transferred it over to
Will. I'm still working on the thing, but I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay. Make a sensor.
Sensors. Shipboard systems?
Yep.
This isn't based on my role when I started?
No.
Perception and logic?
Perception.
Six.
Nope, didn't fit me.
Well, how's that? Lousy level 1 diagnostic. Didn't pick up the aliens.
Okay, okay. Yeah, tell the register. Because
I missed at least one.
Well, obviously they're not detecting them now.
Yep, maybe they're...
So with bullying...
Now that you know that it needs to focus on the neutrino.
Well, we already knew that.
When you did the level 1 diagnostic? Oh, okay.
I picked that up from the logs and the far end. So anyway, I asked him about the neutron star.
Can we go up? Can we walk?
Certainly. Where would you like to go?
Oh, really? I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
I just want to see your ship.
I'll start showing him around the ship.
Take him to the bar.
Wonderful ship.
Take him to Gaina.
And I will ask him whatever questions I can as we're going around, particularly about the neutron star and stuff.
Okay.
Just
so, you know, for the most part, he doesn't say anything. You know, he's not, or, you know, the neutron star seems to be a home. That's an advanced race of energy.
Ooh, how are they advanced?
I don't know. So he does a lot of that kind of stuff. So he gives you a lot of, you know, things like, you know, there was a race there. They were trying to escape the destruction of their star.
Ooh, I didn't know they escape.
Why did we?
Yeah.
We did not know who they were.
That's true.
We were afraid, as all corporeal beings are.
You're not all afraid. You think you take this? Look at me, oh God, but you're culture is working.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if we're all afraid. If there was a non-corporeal being right here, I would be trying to help him get back to another neutron star he could call home. Which I am.
No.
As for a being, we hate energy beings. So let's destroy them all.
I disagree with that statement. I would hope we could open friendly communications with them and exchange knowledge.
I see.
I hope they wouldn't drain our shields and fuel, too. But
they were hungry. They needed energy.
I can understand that.
Let's see. So, this vessel of yours, it moves between stars?
Mm-hmm. We're going to another neutron star right now.
I see.
And I hope we could bring any energy beings who might have gotten on board home. Or at least somewhere that, where they could make a home.
So there are a lot of corporeal beings like me here?
Do you mean, are there a lot of corporeal beings like you or like me?
Like us both. We are all the same family.
One
yeah,
big happy fleet.
There's a fair number.
1,206.
Of course, 312 are in space. There were two other survivors off of your ship, too.
I see.
You go. Good thing, because it takes three of them to mate and reproduce. That was close.
That would
be really loud if
we
went to the last story
right now. We expect to be there. How long before we expect to be there?
Oh, probably another 6 hours.
In about 6 hours. So if there were any energy beings on board, I would hope they could fast for about 6 hours until we got there.
How does our race measure these hours?
If there were theoretically energy beings on board, would they just be able to get out here the neutron star without harming our ship, or would we need to put them in a shuttle? Any ideas from what you saw of them when you were there?
I believe they would be able to travel there directly.
Without harming the ship?
I believe so.
What about the people?
They just die.
Anti-husk.
Alright, so Dr. Winters, so you and your assistant are there in the captain's pit.
Yep.
You
know,
Shannon in the blue.
Why are you all here?
Nice little stroll.
I'd like to have a conversation.
This is why I'm the first contact specialist.
For the psychological evaluation.
You guys just be glad I'm on the other ship.
I'm perfectly fine.
Great.
No, I understand.
Please.
You haven't been feeling well.
I feel fine.
So how do you fit?
What are you treating in my life?
It's normal after the trauma of losing 77 of 80 people on board to go through a psychological evaluation. Our race doesn't fare well in that kind of trauma. Right. So that's why. Did you hear the part about I'm going to bring some sort of a camera?
Recorder.
Recorder of some sort?
Okay. Well...
What
are you trying to get out of... I'm just wondering what you're trying to get out of this, because we know they're
going. No, I figure they're going to be gone in some number of hours, and we ought to have a tape of them.
Got it.
With somebody drilling them, so we can find out something about them.
You know, I mean, Tim is not recording this?
I don't know.
We should always record first contact people.
That's not the point of it. The point of it is to establish friendly relations.
I love the fact that,
Starfleet Intelligence is going to have some words with you.
All these city destroys in case we need to destroy it later.
Exactly.
Are you on a different Starfleet?
So,
you are security.
Who I am?
Starfleet Intelligence.
I am security and acting engineer.
What are you doing?
Psychological evaluation.
I can see the doctor, if that is what you are. There's reason for being here. But right. What are you?
I'm here for the psychological evaluation.
I'm not your line.
You're here for your psychological evaluation?
No. I'm here for your two psychological evaluation.
I don't know if you want
to be here. I should be making notes. This is a fascinating topic.
Would you prefer that I not be here?
Captain Fitz, think so. Yes, you should leave. You should all leave, at least one.
Do you two consider yourself good?
How old are you as a captain of the star-standing nation?
That's,
leave the room. Leave it to your privacy.
I'm afraid as the head of security, we can't recognize you as the head of our star-faring nation.
What? You're being a subordinate.
We would be happy to consider you a friend of Starfleet, just not a leader of our Starfaring nation.
You overstepped your bounds, Anson. Turn yourself into the brig. You two, out of the room. Everybody out.
Do you consider yourself a good actor?
I'll call Shannon. Are you really our first contact specialist, or do you just like doing it?
I've definitely been trained in first contact.
Oh, okay.
Right, Jeff?
All right. Yeah. I'll call you.
Yes.
Hi. we have.
One moment.
We have energy being 2 and 3 here in the room, and everybody's being quite friendly, but they'd like us to leave. Should we go ahead and do that?
Sure. Make sure they know that we're headed to a neutron star and that we hope that we can get any energy beings that do happen to be on the ship there if that's what they wish, and that we don't wish any problems. And I turned to the other guy. Would you like to see the other two people who survived?
I asked.
Oh, I kind of hate that.
No, there's coming.
I asked them, or I will tell them. I'm asked to pass along, blah 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 blah. And if your friend would like to join you, he's welcome to.
Of course, you're dismissed.
Right. When would your friend...
Are you all slow or something?
Alien beings don't have authority to start people.
When would you like to bring over... Are you bringing over their friend?
My old white man. Do the other chip?
why your report?
No or yes is an acceptable answer. I'm curious of what your desires are.
I have no foreign connection to them, do I not?
Maybe.
Well, you all served on the same ship.
And all your friends are dead.
But if you don't want to see them, that's fine. Did you have some disagreement with them on the other ship?
I noticed they got the good buddies, and you get stuck in this blue guy. Man, that sucks.
Perhaps we should wander around some more.
I don't think we'll be coming by.
Okay. All right. Do you feel a need to interview them?
It's kind of interesting.
Do you mind if the doctor stays?
I don't like the looks of her.
Right.
You go.
Okay.
Why raise my eyebrow?
Just one?
She's obviously paranoid. Checking people. Sedating them.
Doing what to them?
Sedating them. Obviously. We're creatures of very violent.
Shoot up that doctor.
I think we're doing our best to prove ourselves friendly and nonviolent. But...
And yet you still remain in this room.
We're in the process of getting up now. It takes me a long time to bend my human knee.
That's what the big giveaway. You move your knee so quickly.
Oh, knee movers. Please. Alright, well, I'm fine with that. Please let me know if you'd like to leave the quarters or have a tour of the ship or whatever. Otherwise, in about 6 hours, we should be arriving at Neutron Star, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
I'll leave the recorder there.
That is similar to the place where we came from.
Okay. So you all three leave?
Yeah.
Okay. So about an hour later, you got the end result.
Hey, did they turn the recorder off?
No. Alright. Just gonna leave it there?
Yeah, I do.
Alright.
That's their job to bug the alien.
Well, I mean, there's a damn VCR on the table.
You know, Starfleet is going to want information on first contacts, too.
Yes, I know.
And they just don't work like, well, they seemed like a nice guy when they were talking to me.
No, I can provide better information.
Okay, so, I'm going to stand outside with...
And you also get the trap thing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, now you're ready.
No, try one now.
Okay. I've seen that before. I was in the academy.
I'll stand
up. Now, as far as Starfleet regulations go, didn't these guys, like, just kill, like, 77 Starfleet members and maybe three more?
Well, we don't know.
I stand outside the door.
Assume they did. If they did, let's... Let's call the
security people with me.
Uh-huh. What would be the proper... let them go, please.
Just hang out there?
Yeah, phaser tubes and whatever. But
yeah, sorry, you killed all our...
I'll ask security to monitor the uniform that the energy being is wearing with Shannon and Shannon, and to have a security team just around the corner.
We want to,
and I'll hang out in the hallway.
You want what?
Starfleet regulations.
Four.
So, like, let's say they killed everybody.
Uh-huh.
Even if it was accidental, you know, like, shouldn't it be some sort of trial or something? Or do we just let them go because it's some sort of first contact thing? They didn't kill one entire.
We should roll.
Well, because. Trooper. Yeah, go ahead and roll, first of all. Like Federation law.
Five. I wish I was an alien so I could kill people.
So it's Federation law instead of Starfleet.
Bro.
Do you have any characters there?
I don't even remember my name.
So it's what?
Chris.
Okay. Law Federation or Law Starfleet Regulation?
Law Federation law.
Okay. Then I only got four.
I got seven.
And just
so.
I got an eight.
Well, since they are not an allied Federation race, it would be if they. It wouldn't be sort of a. Did they kill them? It would be more of a act of war thing.
Okay.
So if you think they did it because, you know, they're be hostile, then it's an anthropomorphic thing.
Really?
And if you think they did it because it's an
accident. It's a mistake. Well, it kind of depends. You know,
an act of manslaughter.
Well, you know, they did drain all the power out of the ship. It kind of depends. Well, it kind of depends why. I mean, first contact situations, a lot of people die. That's, you know, part of me is starkly, unfortunately.
So we need to find out their motivations before we let them go.
Yeah. You need to find out the motivation before, you know,
before we start turning over keys to the city.
Yeah.
I've already got their motivations. They're hungry.
Hey, yeah, you should be hungry and eat a little.
Did they know they were waxing all the corporeal beings?
Probably didn't care, and that's in which case that would be natural.
You know, I got the sense that they didn't care whether or not they were corporeal. They considered it corporeal and important.
I got all. I got no sense other than that one's Bobby.
Corporeal beings are living.
So does this guy seem to want to see any particular part of the ship?
He just looks around a lot. You know, all the people passing by. But
I explain lots of stuff to him if he wants to hear it or not.
Okay.
Oh, after a little while, I said, does he feel sore? His entire body would suffer from necrosis, and it's all been regenerated.
How are you feeling physically?
Yeah, does Bobby know you were dead?
He's tired.
Okay.
But this body can be
Hey. Theoretically, if there was an energy being in a corporeal body, would the corporeal being actually be dead? Or when the energy being left, would the corporeal person be okay? Any ideas?
No, I do not know. It's just that never happened.
You mean for the... Oh, sorry, I don't know about this conversation.
Think about the door opens.
Hey.
You didn't lock the door, right?
No.
Okay. So there's a recorder in there, but you guys weren't actually...
Watching.
Yeah,
I'm
watching. So
they're doing it, aren't they? Hey, they've never been corporeal before. Find out.
Everybody knows that energy beings take corporeal bodies. My first experience in motion and all the other things, just like physical, you know, love.
It'll be more popular than Tickle Me Elmo.
Exactly. Aliens doing it.
Pam Anderson taking
What is this treasure trail?
No, that would make someone a lot of money. Aliens doing Pam Anderson tape.
Oh.
Because think of all the crossover sales.
Hey there.
I'm going to the bridge.
Are you? Okay. We'll be happy to try to tag along. Where's, would you like to go anywhere else?
Madam Winter says she's going to stellar cartography.
To what?
Stellar cartography.
Is there any harm in that I can think of?
No, it's just like where they display all the maps.
Okay, so you three, please go with her. I'll go with the captain.
Okay.
I'll send the lieutenant guy with her.
Okay.
I'll tell him, you know, nothing sensitive.
Right.
But, you know, friendly as possible, as long as she doesn't get anything sensitive.
Right.
And I'll walk with the captain. What do you think?
Should I be thinking any of it?
I would imagine. If I were on your ship... If you have a ship, I would be thinking all sorts of things.
So I just need to check a few things on the bridge.
Fair enough. Actually, as we're going, I'll ask if I'll say, Captain Pitt, re-entering the bridge.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
Countdown. It's always been my theory that every culture has a song that sounds just like Girl from Ipanema. Does your race?
You know,
get all hot and bothered over 12-year-olds?
12-year-olds of energy? Okay.
Would it be possible for us to interview you and talk to you so maybe when our races meet again, there won't be a misunderstanding?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Innocent.
Yes.
I'm sure that there are many humans you can talk to.
All right. Please let us know if it would be possible to talk to you.
Are all subordinate officers on this mission nothing on the ship?
I'm afraid we don't consider you a captain of the of Starfleet. We consider you a friendly alien being. That's the reason why no one's following your orders, and I'm asking if you could be interviewed so that our races might get along better together.
Also, Martin is on the ship. Insane! Perhaps you should see the doctor. What about you? Losers of yours. As the doors open to the right. Lots of...
The door's open, then he says that so we can hear it.
Yeah.
So that's the feel. No.
You're still there?
Thank you!
So, Eric's on the ship.
Anything else to go on the old ship?
The security of my
soul.
Okay,
For the security of myself, we'll all enter the bridge.
Do you want anything else done over on this spare ship? Is it functional?
I asked the...
Make sure teleporters and everything's running.
Yeah.
Fully functional, sir. You know, we can actually send him on the ship.
Why would we give him the damn ship?
A shuttle?
Let him ride a torpedo. Like,
is there anything I should know about these other two people that are on board the ship?
Is there
anything that might be a danger to the ship or anything? We wouldn't have anything to prevent us from getting there, and
Chris,
you don't seem interested in talking to
I'll,
them.
So I'll tell you that the friendly alien is in the cartography room. Maybe you could go speak to her.
Sure.
Assuming she doesn't mind.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Nothing will happen if you do not attack them.
Now, what would happen if we did attack them, which we would want to do, but just theoretically?
So I'm going
to
go visit the other one.
Yeah, we'll be forced to defend them.
Okay. I zap over to you two. The person from the other ship I've been talking to, when I asked if the other two were a danger, said nothing will happen unless we attack them. So I would suggest that we try and prevent that under any circumstances.
What would we attack in here?
It's
kind of logic doesn't work in the middle.
What idea that they're
aliens? I believe because they don't know about what Starfleet is, or how many people there are on the ship, or how many people we have in cold storage, or other stuff like that.
Well, perhaps it's because they have near the experience.
It's quite possible.
Or not.
If there were alien beings on the ship, why would they be so nervous about admitting it?
Perhaps because they were attacking us. And they're afraid you would... Corporeal beings will do it again.
But do they actually think it's less likely when we're just circumlocuting around everything and pretending that we don't know their energy beings when we do? Because we're really friendly and we do want to help out. And we understand the misunderstanding of there and want to try and avoid them. Can I roll a diplomacy?
All right.
Was that him or thing already? Yeah.
Roll.
No, Kim doing it in character. I roll diplomacy. I always tell the blue guy that.
Intergalactic affairs?
What?
Is this intergalactic affairs?
Sure. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to convince him that we're friendly, and even if he admitted he was an energy being, we'd be okay with that, and we really want to help.
We're okay with that.
It's like, well, you need to do is find out how dumb they have to be to think that we don't realize they're energy beings.
Yes, that was part of my logical argument.
Yeah.
I rolled an 8.
Look, we know you're an energy being. We're not attacking you. Get over it.
I'd like to look up the Starfleet regulation that indicates that Captain whoever isn't in charge. Not even from the alien angle. Just if he was who he says he is, how he's not in charge.
I got a
13 before.
Right. The medical officer deems you unfit for duty. That's one way.
Yeah. But just him being the captain of not this ship means that he's not in charge.
Right.
He doesn't have a snap.
Right.
He...
Who needs to be removed?
Right. Who lets him out of the phone?
Okay.
Of the bridge. So... He could relieve her.
He could
ask if he had a reason. If he had a reason.
Oh, really?
You know.
Who's the doctor? You're the doctor, right?
I have
to verify that this is...
At the minimum, they're highly disassociative. They're unfit for duty.
There we go.
Highly disassociative, probably alien.
Probably in shock of the death of their comrades.
Fair enough.
They keep referring to
the blue guy.
The corporeal beings.
They're
trying to say. The best part is that they're crazy aliens. They're energy beings.
Ice cream cake?
Perhaps I just think this is 5 or 6 minutes.
We'll stick it up for 15 minutes.
Perhaps they're the way they communicate, they can't lie.
What?
Milk?
Let it deep off a little bit.
That's crazy.
Perhaps in their culture,
it actually depends on what phase of the cold cycle it was on. In their culture, they're pure telepaths and can't lie. When they get older, their body just starts to lie and punch it. So they're just really, really, really bad at it.
So he says...
If I really thought you knew, I'd have to kill you all.
Corporeal beings are primitive. They are...
They're so primitive, we have to pretend that they don't know we're energy beings.
Normally we have something called the Prime Directive.
You ain't there.
They are not to be trusted.
Fair enough. We'll begin to that neutron star, so we can see our good intentions, and hopefully we can open
it. So, your second-in-command security guy calls up.
Yep.
Says... You actually want that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you get there just in time to see Dr. Winters on the manual cartography console.
Okay, what she...
Sort of energy thing comes out of her hand. As she takes over her console and, like, you know...
Can she take something to computer operation? Can she take over the ship by doing that? You know, basically, because every Star Trek episode I've ever seen where, an energy being does that
probably.
On the console.
it could probably merge with the ship and take over the whole thing.
The security, yeah.
There are three security people in the room.
Okay.
And what do they tell me?
So they said she's looking up, she's doing something weird with the console and looking up stars. And eventually she stopped on Bonastar 1.
What? Eventually she what?
Stopped on Bonastar 1.
Eventually meaning that I don't have any
time to call. He says
this. Well, how long has she been doing this?
Like 30 seconds.
That's a long time.
It wasn't dangerous.
They were red shirts.
We
do have low initiative.
Well, all right. Could you please ask Dr. Winter being to not discharge any energy into or out of the ship, please. This will be regarded as a hostile action.
Right.
Please.
Okay.
Could you maybe use your communicator and communicate that to her?
Right.
Did the captain and the doctor get told that we were going to...
Oh, no, sorry. I'm saying that to the captain. Not
the
security guy.
Oh, you're
saying
that to the captain.
I was wondering why he was being so complacent.
They were going to...
No.
Okay, what do you tell him?
I tell him, would you please communicate to the Dr. Winters being that discharging any energy into or from the ship into her
will be considered a hostile action. Please don't do that.
She can push the...
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure whoever saw that was mistaken.
I'll be on the council and monitor the...
Helmsman, where are we going? So there's a retro... Sponsor one, Spencer? Really? It's like goes over and looks at the...
We had already told him that we were headed to a new
star. Yeah. So he goes over to the Helms Council.
I stand somewhere near him and I look to Woo.
I'll monitor the energy.
Would you like me to stop him?
No. I just monitor the energy level of that console.
Okay.
Anything strange.
So it flares up a bit. Basically, for like, 3 or 4 seconds. But they just stop. Of course. Carry on.
And
sits on the
console.
Second
roll.
He's
sitting on me.
Oh, you're
in
the
I heard that this is what you corporeal beings did.
For fun.
Would you like me to sit more time,
Joe? Keep sitting.
Seat myself more frequently.
Happily. So it comes over. Hands over you.
Yes, sir.
I will have to sit down.
By all means.
Get out of my seat, Edson.
Sir, I was doing charge of this ship.
What? I'm captain.
I go forward with my palm pilot.
Oh, this is obviously outdated.
Please do your energy meld with my palm pilot.
Let me understand.
Obviously. Outdated regulation.
Obviously.
Obviously. I have more stars.
I'm using the GP to
get more stars. Sorry about that to you. They are a super intelligent race.
More stars on my uniform. I'm in command.
May I read the regulation? Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I relieve your command.
You may not do that because... The medical officer has determined that you are unfit for command.
What? Where's the medical officer?
Yeah,
someone hurt to me.
Unknown.
Get up me.
I call up. Everything's done, ready to go here. Okay, good. You release tractors.
Yeah. Should release tractors.
You want to stay on board that ship? Or?
Well, I think someone needs to captain this thing. just because it's a starship of some kind, and I'm flying it around like that.
We should just
like a barnstorming biplane captain in Iowa. I really don't think I'm fit for command, sir.
Are you?
He can do it. It's great fun. It might crash into something. But if you want me to stay, I'll gladly take this back to Starbase 17 myself, sir.
I'll request that the bridge interaction be recorded.
I think it always is because I do that playback on some episodes.
That'd be cool.
You know, the captain, one other guy, and one other guy could alter the tapes from the bridge.
Yeah. Only the guys that would want to alter the tapes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So usually there's a bridge bug around here.
Cool.
No, so no one there is fit to command the ship.
Try some red shirts.
They should be okay, right?
I think red shirt
He's
promised that red shirt number 5 is promising.
You think he's actually ready for, little bridge duty?
Oh, sure. I can handle it, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, last one back to Survey 17's run name.
We're going to a new show.
Oh, damn.
But you did that, right?
Well, there's no reason that ship has
is
to be.
Is there any reason this ship? Where are we going next?
What if there's energy beings we can't detect on there?
I already did a level 1 diagnostic.
Yeah, so too. We didn't detect it.
And ask your friends if, the ship that they were on should also go to whatever.
Okay. Because we shouldn't have a starship, which is very valuable, just floating around on a skeleton crew. It could be off doing science, for God's sake. And I can get up there fast.
Don't have any science on.
So, ask them, will you?
Okay. So, we'll get it back to Starbase 17 quicker than smaller.
Suppose there
in a New York minute.
Oh, actually, no.
Is that spelled liquor, right?
We only have two chaos credits.
That would think you wonder one.
Actually, just take it all. Because, you know, there may be energy beams. So we ran ours.
Why didn't we end up ice cream?
Well, you could ask the energy beams.
What?
It's warming.
Okay.
Well, ask. Okay, I'll ask him. So.